So at some point, there is a settling. And whether now or in a few moments from now, there might possibly begin a shifting. Perhaps it could be interesting to become aware of the turn of the breath, just noticing breathing and becoming aware of it. And as some sort of shifting begins to occur in just right timing, eyelids might seem a little heavier. And again, at some point, there may be a closing of the eyes. Not sure when that takes place. It could be now or later. It's what seems right. And with noticing the breathing in just the right ways, there is a sense to be taking 3 deep breaths when it feels right. Like 3 big deep breaths sort of signal that there is a different space and time beginning to take place. And with the closing of the eyelids, normal, natural rhythm of breathing happens, like waves coming in and going out. Breathing in and breathing out in a slow, steady rhythm. Waves coming in and going out. Breathing in and breathing out. And with those natural, normal breaths coming in and going out, those thoughts that have been rolling around now sort of get drifted out of the mind as the breeze could flow by and just move them from one side of the mind to the other. And then out, like watching clouds passing by in the sky, going to clear space. Just simply breathing in and breathing out. Nothing to do right now but breathe. Breathing in and breathing out. Simply breathing. Nothing to figure out, just simply breathing. And with these gentle noticings, there is a sense of the no time express, that there is no time like this time. And since time is not toxic, this right time now doesn't really matter. It only matters for the express purpose of drifting away and leaving it all behind. Leaving it all behind for now. Just letting go. As though the thought right now of getting up and getting going might possibly just be impossible. Like in slow motion, pushing against the wind on a sandy beach. Moving right now seems just against nature. Like it just couldn't happen. Like, who would want to move at all? Because this stillness, this comfortable something seems to be happening all around and all through. Yet knowing, of course, there can be movement, like a scratch or a shift of the arm or the turn of the head. Of course, there could be movement that could happen. But in the sense of it all, what does really make sense about moving at all? And that's kind of it, isn't it? Like moving at all right now just seems like a concept unknown. Unknown to the very deepest center place within. And that deepest center place within is beginning to get even more peaceful right now. Because it is heard that now is not the time to move much at all. In fact, moving around very much of just kind of seems sort of silly when it can be this comfortable all around and all through. So the idea of comfort and peacefulness flowing all around and all through is very interesting. Like together, there is a combined something that can move away. That this combined something can move all around and all through. Comfort, peace of mind, all around and all through. From toes to heels, to ankles, to calves, a sense of comfort all around, all through. A deeper inner calm beginning to form now, drifting deeper and deeper. From hips to abs to solar plexus, a deeper sense of comfort all around and all through. With a warm and nurturing sensation flowing up through the chest, all around and all through for more comfort, more and more calm. And the deeper, the more comfortable. And the more comfortable, the deeper. So that when release is beginning to happen, whenever that is, it may have already started, or perhaps now, or even in a few moments from now, when that does occur, a great big relief, like a 30-pound bag, just dropped off the shoulders, letting go now. Just letting go. Each breath deeper and deeper. The easy flow of breath coming in and going out. As space and time disappear more and more, and drifting deeper. Arms, hands, and fingers releasing. Each breath drifting deeper. And comfort and peacefulness flowing together all around and all through. Across the back and down again. And then all the way down the backside, 2 feet again. The comfort and the peacefulness all around and all through. So that in a few moments from now, when we take one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in, we become twice as comfortable as you already are. And now with comfort and peacefulness, as they begin swirling around all together, all around and all through, at the base of the neck, up over the back of the head, and all around the crown area, and down over the forehead, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the jaw muscles, facial muscles releasing and letting go. And now one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in and releasing and becoming twice as comfortable as you already are. And just allowing the silence and stillness now of that deepest center place within to take shape and form. Just allowing being in that stillness. Nothing to do. Nothing to figure out. Simply being peaceful and at center. And at center, there comes a deeper something that knows within. That deeper something that knows within. Bringing forward more of what may be wanted and needed. Just now, in the deepest center and peacefulness of it all, like that something within that knows, wants to convey something of importance. And there is a receiving and an allowing for that. And just simply as it comes in the waves, as it comes in the breeze, and as it comes in the movement, as it comes in the breath, it does come. And in the stillness, there is something within that knows, and it is giving the important message of the day right now. It's giving the important message of the day right now. And it may be known at this time, or known a little later from now, or known in conscious outer awake life, or even in a dream at night. But it will be known in just right timing. For this is the message wanted and needed and given. So listening with the heart, hearing in the mind what is important to know. And as this message is received and allowed, it is assimilated, digested, and becoming a part of the whole being. In a way that so uplifts to the top of symbolic staircase, and then reinforcing with every step down. Now at 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting even deeper. All negatives have been neutralized and released, and there is a clear mind, a clear being, and there is a going forward now, which is much easier. Everything is just so much easier because of this deeper way of comforting in peacefulness. And the rhythm of it all is just so much more calm. And the response is owned in a way that works now, as though just simply, easily, effortlessly, naturally, without force. Without force, just sort of being, and being at one with yourself in a very comfortable way, with a sureness within, because somehow the message came through, and the something within that knows, making it happen now. And more, there is a comfortable way about it all that simply makes it all doable. That's it. Just doable. And one of the things that can be more doable now is to bring forward an image that stands for your best you, freely, naturally. It arises. Your best you is the image of the self you most like to be. Visualize and imagine. Let this image of the best you take some kind of shape and form. Welcome it from your heart. Allow it to be without any edits. Let it come and be all that it is. And notice how your image looks. Notice how it moves. The best you image, notice the posture. How the voice sounds. Notice how your best image of you is dressed. What are the essential characteristics of this best you? And further, what is the energy of this best you? What's the attitude of this image that is the best you? How do you imagine the best you image feels? And as you're getting to know this best you, how do you feel emotionally by being with it? And as you continue to know more, what is the one essential thing that really makes this image be your best you? What do you really appreciate or value about this image? When you are ready, allow yourself to merge with the best self image. If it feels right, go ahead and merge. Become this best self that is exactly as you would like to be, your best you. Notice what this is like. How does it feel? What does the world look or feel like from this perspective? As the image, take time to notice how it feels to be your best self. And notice where you feel those essentials in your body. Do they center or concentrate somewhere? Allow those essentials to spread throughout your entire body, radiating outward and filling your whole body and into the mind space all around. Now, bringing back with you whatever was positive about this experience, begin to allow yourself to move back out of the image. Now, having been the self you'd most like to be, your best you, and now back to yourself again, oh, what are the differences? Are there any differences? What is the same? What are your major discoveries? Now, if it feels right, let's put your best self image within. Put it in just the right place in your body and mind, knowing that all the information found on this journey is being sorted out in just the right way. So to become at one with your best self is easy and effortless. And now we find the second staircase, because we're going to reinforce your best self is ever evolving from within, and you are becoming at one with that image with every step down, with the left foot first now at 20, going down 19. 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and now 0, and drifting deeper. Any negatives have long ago dissipated, and now the focus is only on the positive. And going forward now, remembering what is focused on follows, becoming more comfortable and familiar with your best self, and the mind and body respond positively. And so just letting all of this sift down now into the deeper, deeper mind to take root in a positive way so that it becomes permanent and easy and effortlessly brought to the outer awake life in normal, natural ways. Just take a minute of quiet time as this is digested and assimilated by you to receive and allow the full experience of it now. And now in a few moments, as we begin to come up and out of this experience today, there is a sense of renewal of energy, a realignment to the positive. From this respite that has actually worked wonders for you. And so, going along with that, there is also a recognition of the good qualities of all the images that may have come during this time, and the receiving and allowing of their special gifts during this comforting. And so for now, let's reinforce the goodness of this rejuvenation, this renewal. And we know that in renewal, it actually does renew your brilliance. And again, like that phoenix rising, it is your privilege to renew your brilliance. And you can fly high now, feeling much more in the way of peacefulness and calm and comfort, and yet refreshed to bring back clear thinking, a realignment to the positive, and knowing that the receiving and allowing of your special gifts during this comforting are going to be occurring for you. And so at zero, as we reinforce it all, we bring back the good, the positive, and the true at one with a deep cleansing breath in and release. To realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five, back to a completely non-suggestible state. Eyes open, wide awake, and ready to go.